The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. We're on with Peter in California. Peter, go ahead, throw out your thoughts there on whatever you want to continue with, my friend.
Well, let me just quickly start out and say Matt Gaetz was a victim of the organized Jewry when not a year and a half ago or something, they saw him as a rising star who had America's interest ahead of Israel's or theirs or the internationalists. They're all the same. And so they tried to frame him with kiddie porn, pedophilia, kiddie porn, and they made the allegation, which then all the Jewish publications like New York Times, Washington Post, then amplified. So he had, these allegations were out there, they were amplified. Of course, it impacted, his fundraising and everything else greatly, And then just back in November or something, or December, the Justice Department declined, which, by the way, the Justice Department were the ones that leaked it, that this investigation was going on. They leaked it to, the Jewish media, who then went with it. All this, by the way, was in coordination with the Israeli consulate in Miami. They were part of the deal. At any rate, then back in November or December of 22, just a couple months back, those charges, that they announced that they were going to drop all those. They weren't even going to bring him to trial. So he was never even formally charged. He was just, they just cast erroneous suspicion on him to impact his political life hugely. And thankfully, he was strong enough and smart enough to see it through. But that was just a little Matt Gaetz thing. I wanted to make the point, and it's a point I make every time that I call. The fundamental, the root of all their power, and they are unbelievably powerful, is the fact that they can print money out of nothing. And once you can do that, you can start out by, and then you buy the media, and then you buy the politicians, and then you buy the, through BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street and all the other Federal Reserve owned companies like that, BlackRock and State Street, and Vanguard own something like $22 trillion in assets managed. Mm-hmm. And now they're putting out all these mandates where they're the largest shareholder with almost every single publicly held company, saying, you've got to go with diversity, inclusion, and equity. You have to have so many minorities. They limit the amount of white people, for instance, on boards of directors. They can dictate, for instance, United Airlines said they're going to hire 50% of all their employees. They did this after the George Floyd stuff and the BLM stuff. We're going to be non-white. Well, we're 60% of the population. That's against every civil rights law that's ever been around, right? Mm-hmm. But because it's from private entities, BlackRock and Vanguard, and they can impose that on everything that they're the largest shareholder of, which is almost everything. And that's how you get it. It's not even done through the feds. It's done
And it goes back to the core issue, and you brought it up, Peter, and it was Michael Rivero that wrote, you know, all wars are bankers' wars. This all revolves around the ability to be able to print the money, which is a big part of the problem. If they got rid of that, they would get rid of this entire, I don't want to call it a virus, but, you know, this entire...
cancer. It's a cancer.
Yes, it is.
It's worse than a virus.
And it's going to kill this country. Well, it's already killed it.
Michael, I want to. How does democracy ever coexist? How can it coexist with an institution that can print money out of thin air and hasn't been audited since its existence 109 years ago?
It's an oxymoron. It doesn't. It can't happen.
Okay, yeah, but it's been going on for a long time.
The problem is, and I've said this many times, Peter, and I'm sure you probably know, everybody's got their price. And if you can print the money, you know, name a figure. At some point, just about everybody will buckle for the right amount of money, whether it be through bribery or blackmail, again, through the Protocols of Zion, okay, which, by the way, is a fiction, according to the ADL. And speaking of the ADL, you know, they did the same thing to Elon Musk. The ADL, you know, called Elon Musk and said, gave him the rules. They pulled some of Twitter's advertising unless he made a deal with them to, you know, to, to not talk about certain things or not allow
to silence them, to hush them up.
Censorship.
And by the
that's
way, you're talking about blackmail. That's gone on forever. The NXIVM sexual thing where they were branding people, that was financed by the Bronfman daughters.
Right,
the head of
right.
The World Jewish Council.
Yeah, Keith Raniere's right down the road from me, believe it or not, and sitting in prison there in Tucson. Just outside.
You know, that's great. They also did Trump's mentor, the guy that was in the McCarthy hearings. What the hell was this? Oh, my God.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that financed him for $100 million?
That's another guy. The Jewish lawyer who was in the McCarthy hearings and was a big
Cohen.
Time. But yeah.
Okay.
No, not Cohen. Another guy.
Right.
This was his mentor back in the 70s and
80s. I know who you're talking about. I know. And then he appointed him to some position in the government, if I remember correctly, after they bailed him out of his bankruptcies. Is that right?
Right. And then, of course, there's Jeffrey Epstein, which things are still trickling out, like Bill Gates, about the blackmail stuff. So and, of course, they tried to ruin Matt Gaetz, just another one. We you know, that's another thing they did. When as soon as Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she eviscerated Kamala Harris in that debate, and was really doing well, and they went after her because she had the temerity to go and actually meet and discuss policy or diplomatically with Hafez Assad. Right in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she had any sort of diplomatic contact with Assad, of course they deep-sixed her. That's just the way they are. They control everything.
And I just sent
you something about the shadow state. I sent it to you before, but I want to send it to you again. I just sent it to you 10 minutes ago. Definitely think you should watch this if you haven't. But it talks about how all this stuff is going on is being done extra-governmentally through BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard and all that. All these policies, all this wokeism, and it's being done without any kind of – because it's all against all the civil rights laws, right?
Yeah. Well, I've said before and I'll say again, it's up to us. A politician isn't going to save us. Okay, that's the bottom line. But anyway, I'm going to have to let you go. I got the calls are lining up here, Pete.
Thanks,
but I appreciate
Michael.
Your call, and I appreciate the help you're giving me, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind? Sorry for the wait.
Well, yeah, how you doing, Michael?
Good.
Peter is on target again. Pete was on target. I just want to say this before I get going. I just brought up a Michael show. Has anybody heard of a documentary made in 1977 called Anarchy USA?
No, I haven't heard of it.
That documentary? Okay, you need to watch it. I stumbled on it on YouTube, It's an amazing, amazing documentary that I think if you see it, Mike, you know, it's going to wake your eyes up like I've never, you can't imagine. And it all starts with, it shows everything about the Bolshevik Revolution, and it shows about how the civil rights movement was nothing but a communist infiltration through Zog. And it's just a mind opener. I mean, it's a mind blower. And it's called Anarchy USA, and I hope you get a chance to watch that on YouTube.
And, okay, well, I've written it down, and I'll go take a look at it. I do have a four-minute clip that I was pondering whether to play or not, but it sounds like it might fit right into what you're talking about. But anyway, I appreciate that, Tom, and yes, I will look at it on YouTube. You said it's on YouTube,
yeah.
So I'll go look it up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
Thank you.
Here's what I got to say, Mike. Mike, can I say something now?
Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, real quickly. I want to say, you know, I'm listening to Peter and all that, and you got to look at what Casper Weinberger said when Ronald Reagan was president about Jeffrey Pollard. Look at this guy, what he committed, and he's back in Israel living a hunky-dory life. Weinberger wanted to take him out. He was an American Jew who said, take this guy out front in the White House lawn and shoot him because he committed the biggest treason he's ever committed. So there's the power right there. That goes to show you. And, you know, there are Jews in this country who really love this country, and they want to protect this country and the Constitution. But however, they're piped down because these like Peter was talking about the money trail. Just follow the money trail, man. And that's there it is. And look what they've done with Hollywood. You got a 90-year-old freak show in California called Dianne Feinstein, still as a senator. She's 90 years old. She can't even get out of her wheelchair, and she's still wielding power in the Senate. I mean, there's the power of these people. What, 3-4% Supreme Court judges are Jews? They're only 2% of the population, but they control 90% of the wealth. How are you going to fight that? And by the way, Mike, have you heard of what's going on with Matt Gaetz and Kat Kamak and Jim Jordan? Have you heard the latest, Mike, about that?
Lay it on me.
Hello? I'll lay it on you. How come they're mentioning the FBI's been spying on the Catholic churches and the Christian churches, but there was no mention out of any of those congresspeople that the Jewish temples are being investigated, or synagogues. They didn't send the FBI in the synagogues or the temples to spy on them, but they spying on all these Christian denominations. Why is that? We haven't heard one person in Congress saying that they're going to go investigate. They're spying, the FBI spying on these Christian faiths, but they're not one of those congresspersons said the Jews are the synagogues are being spied on. Could you imagine that came out? Oh, hey, oi, joy. Oh, this fight is going, he was fighting on us. Oi, oi, oi. Marty, Marty, oi, vey, there's too many oi-yays. Oi, vey. Get the hell. This is all a big, giant cabal, the whole damn thing. And until somebody has some real balls that stands up, there's nothing going to happen. It's the same old situation. Tricky Dick tried to do something. Nixon said, where'd all these Jews come from?
Well, in the end, they do nothing, and a politician isn't going to save us. All right, I appreciate your thoughts, Tom. I got to let you go. The lines are full, okay? Thanks for the input, and I will look that up, buddy. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on with Michael. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. It's on your mind.
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael.
Hi.
An interesting thing, kind of a twist change, that I was watching ESPN Sports earlier, and there was a blurb down at the bottom talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's got this award he calls for social justice. And the winner this year was Steph Curry, the Warriors basketball team. And it didn't exactly say what, when you say social justice, especially on the liberal side, I know what they're probably meaning. So it was interesting that he did this, but I know there was I saw a video, I can't remember where it was, about Jabbar, then his talk about, you know, against the white man and all that. I can't remember the words, but then you mentioned you had months back, a video that LeBron James and his rant against the white man too, which is not, you know, going to be put out. And you wonder all these, if it was a white man or a white athlete doing it, they'd be all over the place. All the commentators would be talking about this and that, but these guys are all protected, especially with most of the commentators are all black on the sports network. But I just thought it would be interesting to let you know that if you haven't heard about that.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's award. Is that what it, for, what was the award
well, it
for?
Said, it said, Yeah, there was a blurb that said he has this award for the social justice person of the year or something.
Oh,
and okay. Steph Curry of the Warriors was awarded that. Oh. Didn't say what his belief was or that, but, you know, what I've heard past things about certain, you know, athletes in general, but all kinds of others in the world of color, you know, how they seem to bring this out, and there's no mentioned in the mainstream media about anything, no outrage or anything like that. So.
Well, that's no surprise, is it? I mean, come on, we're talking about a completely owned and controlled, bought and paid for mainstream media that is being financed by the same people. So as the clips that I had Julie play a little while ago, okay, they all are in lockstep trying to put out their false narrative to get all of the brainwashed, mind-numbed people into the corral, if you will. And people just don't want to let go of that, you know, that false belief that our government is benevolent. It's anything but. This government has been hijacked. There's an ongoing coup that's happened since 2016. Okay, I mean it. Well, actually, I'm sorry, 2020. The only ray of hope that we had when Donald Trump was president, and I'm not saying that he walks on water, but I'm saying he did a number of things or tried to do a number of things for the American people that nobody else that I saw was trying to do. I mean, they would feign that they wanted to get it done or whatever, but nobody ever does anything but go along with the plan, if you will. And Donald Trump stood in their way, and they're still to this day doing everything they can to you know, to criminalize him, to demean him so that he will not have enough support to win the presidency again. We'll see what happens. But thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Okay? Got to move on.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Let's go to Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, thanks for holding. You're on with Michael. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. First off, I hope you're feeling better soon. Try to stay away from mucusy food.
Mucusy
maybe
food?
That'll help
that?
And just really
what is mucusy food? Is that ice cream?
Like,
what is that?
Try to get away from wheat and dairy and all that kind of stuff, which you probably may avoid already.
Okay.
And just try to go with a lot of juice and drink a ton of water and maybe you can flush it out. And I'll be praying for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I went and bought some orange juice this morning at Fry's. So, you know, my daughter brought me over some, some kind of weird powder that's got a lot of vegetable minerals and so forth in it. And I threw some vitamin C in
there. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good way to go. And if you're anywhere near a real juice bar or a health food store that has a juice bar, if you try to do some juicing, it might help clear you out, too.
I've been working on it. I mean, it's, you know, as I said earlier in the program, Lynn, this started coming on very slowly. Right, it's been the 3rd of May is when it started. I noticed it. But it came on different than anything I've ever had in my life. And I've been around for a long time, you know. So I can't discount the possibility that Adams is right, that they are putting something in the air or maybe they're targeting certain people. I don't know.
Well,
all
people
I know
are
is,
shedding. People who've been, who took the shot, I think they are shedding. Because
well,
I know
Rashid,
people that
Dr.
have
Rashid
Bouchard, sick.
The late Dr. Rashid Bouchard, said the same thing. He said that he believed that whatever it was, he said whatever he went in the hospital for was 200 times worse than, you know, complications from the vaccine or whatever. I didn't get into it too deeply because I've had other things going on. But the bottom line is I don't discount shedding either. I don't know what this is. I know that it's nothing like any common cold or flu I've ever had.
Women have had major problems dating men who've gotten the shot and they didn't. I mean, some real, like, gynecological problems. So
who's had problems?
Women. Oh, women who've okay. gone out with men who are dating men, or even their husbands who were vaccinated, and it's not a vax, I get it, and they weren't, they've had major problems. I mean, I'd boot you out of my house, but I don't let you come in with wireless, so I'm pretty picky. Anyway, I would like to say something about Tulsi Gabbard, because, one, I thank you that you mentioned her name, because I've been in a funk sitting here crying. I hadn't even thought about Labor Day. Well, then I started thinking about Labor Day or Memorial Day, I mean, and it just threw me for a loop. But can I wait through the music?
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll be back in 3. Hold the line. I'll be right back with you, Lynn. Stick around. More to come.
Rolling to fly around the clouds. What goes up?
come down.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Well, I could always rely on Murr Bailey. I think it was Peter Nelly. You know, we're talking about Trump's mentor. We couldn't come up with a name, and I said Cohen. It's Roy Cohn. There we go. Thank you, Murr Bailey. Appreciate that. And we're on with Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, you wanted to expound a little bit? Go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. I was thinking Cohen, too, but she's right. It is Cohn. I had the E in there because I could see it. Tulsi Gabbard, the first time I heard her on with Jay Sekulow, I had a fit. I called her office. She was still in Congress going, what are you doing? And, you know, because he has some issues with the truth, totally. I mean, he's from Regent. He's part of CBN, Israel, Christian Zionism. I mean, that's where I think our biggest problem is. You know, read Jeff Charlotte's books, The Family in C Street, and then just look at now what goes on with the Supreme Court. I mean, I think we have lost our liberty. And especially since reading this book I got a couple weeks ago, The Battle for Your Brain, I'm like, yeah, because they already have most people's minds. Might as well take that, because you know what it goes into? We do not have absolute rights. No, I'm sorry. I want my rights. and I want them absolute. And you can't have my brain patterns. Yeah, I don't like you having any of my biometrics. I think we have a right to privacy, and I think it's important. But you know the other thing I think Obama and Donald Trump and people before him, but especially those two, they paved the way, is what they did. And God knows what's a-coming. Because it didn't get better with Trump. It wasn't better. In fact, he paved the way for the nightmare we're in now. And I don't know how this is going to get fixed. But I can tell you, I don't want a dictator.
Well,
you know,
this is about we
the people.
I concur with that. Thank you for your thoughts. I appreciate it, Lynn.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Michael. And I sure hope you do feel better. If you can get in the sun and sweat some of it out,
I went to the refrigerator and drank some orange juice at your suggestion during the break. So we'll see how that works.
And so next break, we'll know what you'll be doing. Okay.
All right. Thanks
a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And by the way, Peter, you sent me this email called The Jewish Menace, and you sent it to me before because that's the clip that I have sitting up there. And I may very well go ahead and play this clip. We'll see how it plays out. And you can take it for what it's worth, but it's very interesting. It's 4 minutes long. But before we do that, let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man.
Hi.
Wishing you a speedy recovery, of course, as usual. Ooh, got to use that WISH craft. Go figure. Bad joke. As far as the shedding goes, the only thing I can figure about that as far as the genetic engineering goes and so forth, I think that has to do with whenever someone is perspiring or whatever the case might be, they exert like a pheromone, whatever you want to call it, cloud like any other animal does. Hence the reason why they might use cologne or perfume to help cover it. That might be where the shedding is coming from, and if someone is too perceptive to it, they might catch it, or whatever the case might be. So that's one perception. That's not the only perception. As far as the aspect I've been hearing about them putting the MRN genetic engineering into the food chain, well, there's only one place I can think of besides the farming practices that's so quick and so easy to get that into the person's digestive system. Guess how they can do it? Fast food chain. No matter what fast food company it is, they can pump it in there, and they know people are going to go for the fast food, down it, and then once they got it, that's it. So I think I know people in a fast-paced world, it's like, well, I can't afford to cook or whatever, even if it's a simple veggie or fruit or whatever. I got to have something fast and quick and hot. Well, that's one way of doing it. So I think...
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's not one reason. I guess now that's another reason why I don't eat any fast food at all. So there you go. But, you know, aside from that, the one downfall that I do have, and the entire audience knows, is that... You know, I love driving for Uber. There's only one thing about Ubering I don't like, and that's Uber. But as far as the conversations that I have with people, you know, and the people of all walks of life, I love doing that job because I love driving my car. And I'm sure at some point in time, somebody got in that car, you know, because people get in and cough or hack or sneeze or whatever now and then. And I'm sure I picked up something from somebody. But it was just different this time than it's ever been. So it could have been shedding. I don't know. I don't put a lot of... thought into that, but wherever it came from, I know it's something different than something that I've ever had before. That's all I know.
I can comprehend that. Oh, it was one thing I did forget, though, now that you said that, is the aspect that when you're in a close quarter with someone, in a vehicle or whatever, I hear it. I'll hang.
All right, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come. Frances has got one other thing to say, so we'll listen to her when we get back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report, and Julie gets another 5 stars for another one. Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. Well, we can see what's going down. We got Francis in North Carolina on the phone. Francis, what else
That's
you got
a good
on
song.
Your mind? It is. Well, I mean, but it fits. And you know what's interesting about right. Julie is she, and by the way, I don't commiserate with her during the breaks, okay? So she just pulls this stuff out of her head and throws
She's
it up there.
Your vibe.
It pretty much fits. What's that?
She's catching your vibe.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope she doesn't catch whatever it is I've got. Of course, I can't cough through the microphone and have it spread, so go ahead.
I'll leave that alone. But anyway, in short, one thing to keep in your environment, especially when you're in a close proximity, is negative ions. However you're able to produce that, negative ions in your atmosphere in general tends to be like refreshing, as after you've had a thunderstorm with lightning coming down and touching the earth. Actually, it's the other way around.
Whoa, 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 wait, wait, wait. Negative ion. What are you talking about? In the back of my Ubermobile? What?
A device of some sort that you can get that actually produces negative ions in your general environment without exerting like lightning or anything of that sort. There are things that you can research regarding that to help change that.
I've heard of this.
You can also tell it when you smell the air as a result. And also, in short, I did leave some information for you as well.
I got it.
Well, I wasn't going to go that far. But anyway, but aside from that, I'll have an olive in my margarita, dear. Have a great week. Play hard.
All right. Thank you for the call. All right. Appreciate it. as long as I'm, you know, folks. I mean, imagine for a moment that you're just a normie, right? And you believe the government's benevolent, and you just go along to get along and roll up your sleeve when they tell you you need a vaccine and a booster and so forth. And you get in the backseat of my Ubermobile, okay? And God forbid you open your mouth and ask a question, because I just wonder how many people I have caused to have a sleepless night after they had a ride with me in an Uber. But anyway, I think that thought just crossed my mind when we were talking about Ubering. But anyway, getting back to Peter. Yeah, Peter, let's see, the Jewish menace. Now, folks, I'm going to go ahead, since the phone lines are open, I'm going to go ahead and have Julie play this clip for you. It's a 4-minute clip, and I want you to take it for what it's worth. Now, I'm not making any claims with this. I am not saying, oh, the Jews are responsible, because, like I said, you know, I don't have racial bias, at least I don't think I do. I picked up people from all walks of life, have wonderful conversations. And by the way, I happened to pick up the most lovely little Chinese girl the other day, took her to the airport. Her name is Ruby, and she was she's in college, goes to U of A, and she was on her way back to China to see her parents because school is out right now. And, of course, you know, I have the opportunity. I have a captive audience in the backseat of my Ubermobile. So me being me, I can't help but open the lines up of communication and start questioning her about what life is like in China. And it was fascinating because, you know, I'd say some of what we're told, you know, like the Falun Gong and the Uyghurs and so forth, that's true. And she admitted it was true. And she says, if you speak out against the government, if you're a nonconformist, you know, blah, 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 yeah, they possibly will arrest you. And by the way, remember back during COVID when they locked these people in the high-rise apartments? She says, yeah, that was true. They did. Okay, but other than that, she said that people are, and I knew this before, and I think I've said this on the air, it's a different culture over there, and people are more into, they're docile. They go along with what the government says because they're not about that. They're about, you know, surviving, feeding their family, making money, and so forth. And speaking of that, all of this stuff that comes out about Russia trying to invade and they're looking to, you know, take over Europe, blah, 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 or the Chinese is going into Taiwan and blah, 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 and we've got the Chinese are a threat. I don't believe that, folks. I believe, first of all, the Russian government is not what they would have the normies believe. It's not a communist government anymore. That's the first thing. But the second thing is I don't see that the Chinese is trying to take over the world. I believe that the Chinese want to do nothing other than, well, do commerce throughout the world with people and live in their country and be nationalists and so forth. I believe the same thing with Russia. It's not them that's causing the problems. The people that are causing the problems, and again, I'm setting this up because I'm going to have Julie go ahead and play this 4-minute clip, and I want you to take it for what it's worth because I'm not going to point a finger at anybody. I just want you to listen to this and give me your thoughts. So go ahead, Julie, play that clip for. It's 4 minutes long. Take a listen to this and tell me what you think, folks. Go ahead, Julie.
By Tex Mars to Frank L. Britton's classic book, Behind Communism, Mars wrote, "Atheism is the Jewish belief that there is no right and wrong. Communism is the Jewish belief that Gentiles have no property rights. Globalism is the Jewish belief that the planet is theirs. Judaism is the Jewish belief that Gentiles' lives have no sanctity. Jews around the world celebrated in 1917 when the Bolshevik communists, led by Lenin and Trotsky, seized power in Moscow. They noted that the first legislative act passed by the new legislature was the Anti-Semitism Act. This law made it a criminal offense to defame Jews and Judaism. Even a joke about the Jews was classified as a hate crime punishable by 10 years in prison. We're now seeing the same calls by Jews worldwide. They're already doing it with censorship of big tech, which Jews own, run, or control. Jews from America, Europe, and across the globe poured into Russia and its captive republics. The victory in Russia, they believed, validated the Talmud, their holy law, and these Jews wanted to be part of the great Jewish success. In America particularly, Jews everywhere were ecstatic. Rabbi Harry Watton, in his book, A Program for the Jews and Humanity, stated, "The communist soul is the soul of Judaism. Hence it follows that in the Russian Revolution, the triumph of communism was the triumph of Judaism. Of course, the Jews quickly murdered the captured Russian Tsar and his entire family. The murder of the Tsar was a signal to the Jews in Russia that the bloodbath had begun in earnest. From that point on, the horrors grew and grew. Russia was soaked in blood." Robert Wilton, a longtime Russian news correspondent for the London Times, said in his book, The Last Days of the Romanovs, out of 556 important functionaries of the Bolshevik state, there were in 1918, 1919, 17 Russians, 457 Jews, and 82 others. Russian Bolshevism was Jewish. Lenin, according to the Lenin Museum on Red Square in Moscow, was a Jew. His deputy, the bloody and cunning Leon Trotsky, was a Jew, and everywhere Jewish commissars were put in charge. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his classic history text, 200 Years Together, noted that even the commandants of the Soviet Gulag camps were predominantly Jewish. Why don't we know these facts today? The answer is that Jews own or have captured our mass media. They use the Jew Anti-Defamation League to harangue and threaten media they don't control, like Twitter. Indeed, when Elon Musk took over Twitter, the ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt called on Musk and told him the rules. Twitter's advertising was pulled to show him Jewish power. BlackRock and Jewish bankers who finance corporate America took a blowtorch to Musk's Twitter belly. Furthermore, Jew criticism is stifled by Hollywood, which Jews own or control. Higher academia and textbook publishing has been captured by Jews. Congresses and parliaments worldwide are bought, blackmailed, corrupted, or coerced by Jewish money and influence. The worldwide Jew Sanhedrin is now Jewish organizations and NGOs funded by wealthy Jews and foundations. Of all the world's billionaires, a full 25% are Jewish, yet Jews represent less than a fraction of less than 1% of the world's population. Jews further fellow Jews. They provide cover for each other and say not all Jews are complicit in Jewish mischief and menace. All Jews benefit from chauvinist Jewish supremacy. The world is now facing another communist like Jewish menace. It's international globalism to establish a Jew world order of global government. Rest assured it will be as bloodthirsty and totalitarian as communism. Unless the Jew menace is checked, the world faces an existential threat from Jewish odium for non-Jews. Because Jews are small in numbers compared to the world's population, they'll use weapons of mass destruction to kill populations, as did the Bolsheviks of Russia. They'll use engineered Holodomor like famines, environmental terrorism, nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, and killer pathogens. Does this sound familiar to what we're seeing slowly unfold today? The world has to wake up. It has a Jewish problem that needs a true final solution this time. The Jews have to go, permanently, so they can no longer abuse, threaten, and menace the civilization and human race. Wake up, we're under attack. When you hear the canard of being called an anti-Semite or Holocaust denier, know you're hearing the enemy trying to silence you. Unchecked, they'll progress to putting their critics in prison or a bullet to the head. This is precisely the tactics of the Jew Bolsheviks. Ignore the Jew menace at your peril. It's time to wake up.
Isn't that fascinating? Now, again, I'm not going to voice an opinion on that. Take it for what it's worth, folks. But a couple of things I popped out with that. The Anti-Semitism Act of 1917. 10 years in prison if you speak out against a Jewish person. Isn't that kind of what we're seeing going on right now in these hearings where they're proposing this legislation about hate crimes and they're basically kind of disguising it, right? Because basically the bottom line is, from what I understand, is so if you talk about a Jewish person, you're going to go to prison. Or if you say something bad about a Jewish person, you're going to go to prison. So I guess, you know, is it what goes around comes around? This was, what, 106 years ago, 1917. But the more things change, the more they remain the same. And so, and the ADL, the mass media, like we spoke about earlier, okay, threatening Elon Musk. Let's see, what have I got written down here? I wrote it down so fast I can't even read it. Oh, and then using this weaponry all over, the biological weapons, the nuclear weapons. And speaking of nuclear, and by the way, we have seen that play out, okay? And then you know, and this is this coincidental that you see all these people, you know, the head of the CDC and, you know, all of these people, and they all, I don't know, coincidentally are Jewish. Does psionym, the word psionym, fit into this? You know what psionym is? Back in the day, 1972, The Godfather, the first scene, opening scene of the movie where this guy was thanking the Godfather for taking care of, I guess these people were coming in and raiding his store, making, you know, they were, he was having to pay him off every week so they wouldn't destroy his store. And the Godfather took care of that. And Marlon Brando said at the end, "You may, it may never happen, but one day you may be called upon to do a favor." And the guy was standing there, said, "Oh, yes, Godfather, anything you say." Well, okay, did Larry Silverstein, Mark Lowy, with, you know, the World Trade Centers, were they called on to do a favor? I don't know. It's interesting food for thought, though, isn't it, folks? Okay, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying it's very curious that we see these things unfold. The dancing Israelis, okay? "Oh, we're not your problem. The Palestinians are your problem." No. You were the guys who were on there dancing and cheering when the towers collapsed, so you knew it was going to happen, okay, because you were filming it. Are the Palestinians our problem? I don't remember the Palestinians ever really attacking anybody. No. I remember looking at a map of Palestine back in, what, 1925 or whatever it was, and I see that other than the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, you know, 92% or something like that now belongs to the Jews, and they go in and they, you know, bulldoze people's homes and they throw them out and take the furniture and so forth, right? But that's all okay. Nothing is said about that in the mainstream news. We hear nothing about that. Remember Rachel Corrie, the young girl that was, I think she was a college student, 24, 25 years old, that was trying to stop a Palestinian home from being bulldozed, and she was run over by a bulldozer operated by a Jewish, I don't know whether he's a member of the ADL or whatever. But, you know, all these things are just curious, aren't they? With that, let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Mike. A lot of good subject tonight. You're touching a lot of bases, that's for sure. I tell you what prompted me to call was the woman who was complaining about Trump earlier and how he pretty much was pretty worthless as a president. But I tell you what, you know, I sure didn't hear anybody complaining when gas was under $2 a gallon, the Chinese were paying us billions in tariffs, the borders were the best in years, how he cut regulations and created a lot of pipeline jobs, how he treated veterans and helped their health care immensely. You know, the list is pretty endless. So I really get irritated when at least people aren't even-handed about it. And I would say, you know, he's one of the best presidents we've had in our lifetime. And who was better? Bush, Clinton, you know, Obama, Biden? I mean, just really, I have a hard time understanding it.
Well, I do too. And, you know, I'll tell you this, Wayne, I agree with you because I've looked, you know, I've been fogging a mirror on this planet now for I'm in my 74th year, and I've seen a lot of presidents come and go. And I've only seen really one president that when he made his campaign promises, he didn't necessarily carry them out, but he tried to carry him out. I'm not saying he walked on water. He did some things I didn't agree with, like moving the capital to Jerusalem and that sort of thing. However, on the flip side of that coin, the gas under $2 a gallon, he had immigration in check. The Chinese were paying reparations or tariffs or whatever they were. Russia wasn't, you know, causing a threat. Russia isn't causing a threat right now. They did a police action. You know, that's all they did. But I agree with you. Okay, as far as the presidents that I've seen in my lifetime, I can't really say that I've seen a president that at least didn't try to do what he said he was going to do any better or any more than Donald Trump.
Oh, so, sure. And really, Congress fought him on the wall. You know, he had to go and do several different kinds of maneuvers to get the funding to do it. And he wasn't really that far off from completing it, from everything I understand. But we have to remember that he's been the victim of so many lawsuits and false charges, like the Russia collusion. And then you had the Oh, it was the quid pro quo bull with Ukraine and that nonsense. So meanwhile, he's fighting all these battles, you know, but still, you know, creating jobs and doing so many positive things for the country. Unemployment for blacks and women were the best in years. And again, what people don't understand, when you cut regulations and crank up a lot of new jobs, that helps communities all along that path. I guarantee you there's a lot of construction projects, new housing and everything, because he brought a lot of wealth to areas who had never seen it before. So I get tired of these little, you know, people criticizing the minor stuff Trump did or didn't do when he was fighting so many battles and lawsuits and everything. And look at him now. If he was really such an insider, would he have multiple lawsuits going against him right now?
Let's not forget the fact that he didn't take a salary the whole time he was president.
Donated all to charity.
Yep. All right, we've got to go to a break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the input. Wayne, Kathleen in Texas, we'll be back with you after the break. Stick around. Final segment coming up.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're back. Final segment. The reason I jumped in so quick is we got two callers on the line. Try to get to both of them. Kathleen in Texas, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. In the early 1950s, I went to 13 years of Catholic school. Never had a bad priest, never had a mean nun. It was wonderful, a mass every day. And we all had the New Testament, so we all had copies of the New Testament.
but we didn't have the Old Testament, but we did have something called Bible history. And in the second grade, I will never forget, in Bible history, the pictures in that book showed Catholic priests and nuns in Russia being crucified. I will never forget that image, the nuns and the priests in Russia being crucified.
Do you know what the time frame of, of those pictures were?
Yes, the early 1950s.
Okay, all right. Well, folks, does that have something to do with the Bolshevik revolution and the communist rule thereafter? Huh, food for thought. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go, Kathleen. I got one more call on the line, but I appreciate that input. I'm running out of time here. So anything else you want to add real quick?
No, just never stop Ubering.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind? Got a couple of minutes.
That woman was funny. Michael, in defense of that lady who called a little while ago, here's a few things that Trump didn't do. He didn't build a wall. He built a partial wall. He didn't jail Hillary. You know, they were his two big campaign promises. You know, people would be yelling, you know, build a wall, jail her. He was going to bring the troops home from the Middle East, okay, get them out of Afghanistan. He didn't do that. He was going to get along with Russia. You know, he had that meeting with Putin. He came out. He said things went well. And then the next day, his handlers had him out. He was saying, well, I made a mistake. I said, why would Russia do that? I should have said, why wouldn't they do that? They had him, go over like, it looked like a little kid. And then he was going to overturn Obamacare. And people go, yeah, but John McCain put the thumb down. But he had two more months, okay? McCain went to hell in September. He had a few more months where he could have brought that up again, and John Kyle replaced McCain, and they could have overturned Obamacare. He was going to bring in a vaccine commission after he talked to Bobby Kennedy Jr., and then Bill Gates got his ear, and that went away. He was going to bring in a voter integrity commission, commission, and I'm sure he wished he did. I mean, they cheated him out that election in 2020. He was going to work on the infrastructure. That never happened. He was going to bring back Glass-Steagall. That fell by the wayside. He was going to defund sanctuary cities. We didn't get that. You know, and look, there's no doubt he's better than Biden, okay? You know, people call up all those pro-Biden people. No, we know Biden's. And I voted for Trump last time. As bad as he was, I knew that, you know, we're going to take this guy.
The show's almost over. At the end of the day, who's your choice for president in 2024, Frank?
I don't know, Mike. We're going to have to see. I mean, you know. If I could pick somebody, I'd like to see Tulsi Gabbard up there. You know, some people say, oh, she was with the CFR, and she was over at the World Economic Forum, and she was, but people changed their ways. You know, Putin got along with a lot of the Jewish oligarchs over in Russia. When he got enough power, he said, hey, screw you guys, we're going to start helping the people out. And their living standard went up about 20%. They're building churches over there, we're knocking them down here. He gave a great speech a couple weeks ago saying, you know, look what they're doing in the West to the kids. You know, cutting their boobies off and their balls and stuff. But anyway, I'll get go. Mike, thank you for taking my call. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Frank. We're out of time. Thanks for the calls. Everybody's got an opinion. Thank you very much. And it's interesting that we can be as diverse as we are. See you same time, same station next week, hopefully, if I'm still alive. You haven't heard me cough with a croup yet. So, talk to you later. Thanks a lot. See you next time. Bye.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.